Vinyl is back, baby. And if you don't want to miss the boat on all things vinyl, then you should jump right over to Still Spinning. That's STILL, Still Spinning on YouTube. It's Kevin Carpenter's wonderful channel where he has video after video on all things vinyl. So Kevin also has a Facebook page at facebook.com/stillspinning3, that's the number 3, where you can continue the conversation. So if you want that new turntable, if you're after the Beatles White Album, or you don't know what vinyl is all about, just jump over to Still Spinning on YouTube and hook up with Kevin Carpenter. And we thank Kevin and Still Spinning for supporting Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast is sponsored by Ventuative Web Development and Promotion, passionately helping small business succeed online. Is your website in need of an upgrade? Do you need help with social media and the promotion of your business? Ventuative can help develop and implement a strategy that is best suited to your business. Promotional packages are also available. So contact Ventuative today for your free quote. And we thank Ventuative for supporting Tech Webcast.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Tech Webcast. Please like us on Facebook and Twitter at Tech Webcast. Thank you.
Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast.
Minus 10.
Tech Webcast.
9.
Tech Webcast.
8.
Tech Webcast.
7.
Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast.
6.
Tech Webcast.
5.
Tech Webcast.
5. 4.
Tech Webcast.
3.
Webcast.
3.
Two.
Tech
Webcast.
One.
Tech Webcast.
Zero. Ignition.
Tech Webcast.
Lift off. A beautiful liftoff. Climbing nicely, perfectly. Roll program initiated.
Welcome to the Tech Webcast podcast. Whoops. Episode 461 as he coughs his lungs out.
Recorded 460, on
460. 460? Or 460?
It's 460?
Got 460. Oh, well, we'll have to have a look at that after the point. But it's either 460 or it's 461 as he coughs his lungs out. Recorded on the 27th of January 2018. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday, sometimes twice, at noon Melbourne time. Please rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the iOS or Android's Tech Webcast app. You can also support us at patreon.com/techwebcast. Your hosts today are Aldwin, Brad, Jacob, and a coughing Daryl. And good afternoon again, Brad.
Good afternoon, Daryl. This is take two, mate. This is episode 460, by the way. This is not 461.
Ah, 461's in 460.
It's episode 460.
460. So 461 will be, excuse me, will be next week.
Yes.
And, yes, unfortunately, we had a guest, and unfortunately, his audio, or not his audio, but either the internet connection or Skype or whatever was being really bad for him. And so we've decided to reschedule him for next week. So, we look forward to him coming on next week.
So this will be a short episode because people have been asking where the episodes are. So we're going to put a short episode out now.
Yes. We're certainly going to put an episode out. And we were discussing in this now lost episode, unless Brad saved the recording for that one, it's now lost to history. We were discussing things like
YouTube and its changes. Jacob was giving us a bit of a demonstration on Alexa because it's sort of that's technology sort of coming to Australia. Alderman's going to talk about how you can get more YouTube subscribers if your channel is in that situation where you might be going to lose monetization.
Yes. And also the new Apple HomePod.
Is it mono or is it stereo? And does it matter?
Apparently it's 3D or something. I don't know what it is. 3D or something.
Oh, 3D.
We have to hear it before.
Yes. You want to go to Apple Store and get them to do a demo of it or something.
So, Jacob, Amazon Echo is coming out on February the 1st, mate. Can we get a demo for people who haven't actually heard it?
Okay. Alexa, howdy.
Hello.
Hey, Alexa, tell me a joke.
What position does Kool-Aid Man play in baseball? Relief pitcher. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Hey, Alexa, who is Tech Webcast?
Sorry, I don't know that.
Oh, you dumb. Dumb, Alexa, you're dumb.
Yes. Not going
to. Alexa, you're dumb.
Sorry, thanks for letting me know.
So, Darryl, what's your view on the new Alexa, Amazon Dot?
I think it's... If people want to be able to talk to a device and maybe, I mean, for Amazon, it's going to be people not just talking to Alexa, but actually buying things. Because Alexa's, of course, hooked to Amazon. And now that Australia's got Amazon, at their own Amazon store, if you like, it makes much more sense now that we get Alexa, because otherwise we would have to have tapped into the US store. And as anyone who's bought stuff on Amazon in the US knows, yeah, you get the frustration of it can't be shipped to Australia. So now that we've got our own store, the products that we can get here will probably be hooked up to Alexa so that so we can buy it. But I guess it's the way of the future that having these having these, assistants that can sort of sit on your tabletop or wherever and listen to what and then respond with what you need. But
hopefully Amazon Prime will be available too next month too, hopefully.
I think they need to get that out, those sorts of things that Australians who have been using Amazon in the US have sort of known about for a long time, like Amazon Prime. Yeah, they need to get that out in the marketplace so that they can compete, because people expect Amazon Prime.
All right, awesome. So Jacob, real quick, how's your week been, mate? Real quick, because I've got a short amount of time. So what have you been up to?
Nothing much. Just here fiddling with my computer.
All right, awesome. Auden, what about you? How's your week been? And do you want to mention something about YouTube real quick?
Yes, I do. Thank you. I've had a fantastic week. I saw the wonderful Stuart Darrietta, who was our guest for today, who was in the country and had really bad internet connection. So we're going to be interviewing him next week. Stuart Darrietta, who does the My Leonard Cohen show. And I saw that at Twin Towns. There's about 1,000 people in the audience and they absolutely loved it. So we're going to be chatting to him. He's also done a Tom Waits show and a John Lennon show in the past. So very experienced Sydney performer.
Tom Waits is awesome. That's an awesome musician, Tom Waits.
Yeah, and he's got a beautiful gravelly voice, so you're going to be hearing that. So make sure you check out next week's episode when Stuart's going to be back at home in Sydney and on good connection. So we're going to have a great chat with him next week about vinyl and about the changes in the music industry too with technology. We'll be chatting about some of those things as well as take a look behind the scenes at what happens with performers. So
good.
Now YouTube have some new rules, and now Daryl's right up on this. So maybe just back to Daryl for a second to tell us the new rules, and then I will give some tips on how to get 1,000 subscribers, because that's one of the new rules if you want to monetize YouTube, right? So, Daryl, back to you for a second, if you could just explain what the new rules are with YouTube.
For those, who watch YouTube videos but don't actually create content, you're there watching it, you may not sort of have an understanding of how sort of for content creators YouTube works. And to be able to monetize your content so that YouTube will plonk ads around your video, you need to become a YouTube partner. And there are requirements to become a partner. Now, it used to be fairly easy as long as you had a channel that hadn't had strikes against it for copyright and a few other things. YouTube were quite happy to actually allow you to become a partner and you could monetize. And then late last year, they changed it. Firstly, that you had to have at least 10,000 views across your channel of all your videos. If you didn't have that, you weren't going to get made a partner and you weren't going to be able to monetize. Now they've just announced that they're changing it up again, and a channel needs now to have at least 1,000 subscribers, and they need to have what's called like 4,000 hours. That's not just 4,000 views, that's 4,000 hours of view time, and I think it's over a 12-month period. But if you haven't got either of those, then you probably, if you're a creator, you will have seen on your channel a notification saying that your channel no longer fits the criteria. And on about the 20th of February, unless you suddenly get a heap of subscribers and up your airtime, yeah, view time, your channel or your videos will be switched off from being able to be monetized. So YouTube won't put ads on your channel. You'll just be a standard, if you like, a standard channel. So there's a lot of discussion going on in the YouTube community about whether it's a good thing, whether it's a bad thing, whether it's going to get rid of some channels. But you do need now to have at least 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 hours of view time before you can either apply to get a Google YouTube partnership, or if you're currently a partner like I am, even though I don't make really anything out of it, you will be de-partnered, demonetized, and your videos will be switched off from receiving ads as about the 20th of Feb.
Okay. Interesting.
So what are the
tips?
Yes. So knowing that now I've done a bit of searching online. I found a great article here by Chip Dysard. So thank you, Chip, for these tips. So the first thing to do, if you want to get your first 1,000 subscribers, the first thing is you need to post useful content consistently. Now, this can be a bit tricky as a content creator. The main thing is you need to be creative, and that will boost your subscriptions. So, for example, he actually gives a tech example. So there are many unboxing tech videos out there. So what if you created a reboxing tech video and talk about the various components of tech while you put it back in the box, right? So that could be an example. So look at doing things a bit differently to what is currently being done out there.
Well, I might do an unboxing of my Amazon Dot then.
There we go. Yep, there's a great idea. Perfect. So the second thing is you need to name your videos strategically. So you have to put the name, a name that's simple, something not too long and not too complex. So basically keep it simple. Use the YouTube autocomplete to name the video as well. So there's nothing wrong with your video having the same name or something close to a popular video as long as it's relevant. So see what else is actually doing really well on YouTube and see if you can do something similar. The third thing is spruce up your channel design. So the first impressions people get when they go to your channel is the design of your channel. So visitors want to interact. They want to get to know what you're about. So you need an engaging header and you need to show off your brand. Okay, so you need to really think about what sort of brand you want to portray and design your channel with purpose. Okay, so that's a really good tip there. The fourth thing is to show your lighter side. So lighten up and laugh at yourself. Now, we do this quite a bit on Tech Webcast, and you can hear my crows in the background. They love participating in Tech Webcast. They love to get in on the show, so they always make a bit of noise in the background. So lighten up and laugh at yourself. Bloopers make you more human and show something different than an ordinary talking head video. So also switch up the video, catch your viewers off guard so they don't know what to expect, okay? So be a bit creative and show your lighter side. Now, there was a great thing when I was doing my Google Hangouts live on air shows when they had the sound effects feature as an extra app add-on, and I used to do clapping sounds and drum roll sounds and things like that, which that app is no longer around. However, I will be looking for something similar to that. But, if you can add some sound effects and some different funny things like that, I think that's really great. It makes people smile. The fifth thing is to shoot in various locations. So this can lead to more interest for your videos. And also you can change the background or use a green screen as well. So a lot of people do that with their videos. They say variety is a spice of life. So mix it up with backgrounds and locations. The sixth thing is create a custom thumbnail. So there's been subscriptions and views have increased by adding this step. So just look at internet photos to grab attention, or you can format also using Adobe Photoshop. So you can also title the photo thumbnail differently than the video, because when people are scrolling through other videos to view, they can easily tell what your video is about. So use some titling. The seventh step is to use annotations. Now, the annotations are those annoying things that pop up during videos, but they can be a content creator's dream. So add annotations to videos, make it easy by creating a link for them to subscribe to your channel. So annotations are very important. You can do that within YouTube. It is a bit of extra work, but once you see your subscription rate will increase and you'll continue to add them to every video. So annotations gives them that link to subscribe to from your video. The eighth step is to ask for subscribers. Now, this sounds pretty basic. We do this with Patreon on Tech Webcast. However, it is important to ask because people like to be directed and they like to know what the next step is for them. So at the end of every video, ask viewers to like and subscribe to your channel. You should also tell them why they should choose to subscribe. So, for example, if you're a do-it-yourself home improvement channel, you'd say, subscribe for my do-it-yourself projects, tricks and insider tips delivered to you weekly. And remember, be careful what you ask for because you might just get it. The ninth step is to be yourself. You are the best you can be. So being on camera can be tricky for some people. Some people are a little bit nervous on camera. However, we are all individual and people will join you and like you because they like your style. So just be yourself. Let your personality shine in your videos and I guarantee that you will get more connections that way. The 10th step is to create an engaging channel trailer. So with your new channel design, YouTube gives content creators a great opportunity to create a trailer to share what your content is about. So it's kind of like, okay, have you ever gone to a movie without actually viewing the trailer? Not generally, because people want to see what the thing's all about, right? So do a 90-second trailer and show some scenes from your other videos and provide a strong call to action of why a viewer should become a subscriber. Keep people coming back by putting some effort into your videos. And now, we haven't even mentioned here any technical details about lighting, audio and composition, because you should really know that already. Obviously, with videos, you need good sound, you need good lighting, and you need to compose the video well, so not chop yourself off at the head. I generally like to frame it so that it's under the chest and that it's cut fairly tight above the head and to the side of the body. So there's just a few tips. There's 10 tips there on how to increase your YouTube subscribers and get to your first 1,000 subscribers so that you can monetize it from February onwards. What date was that again, Daryl?
I think about the February the 20th they're going to start it so that, yeah, if you want to continue monetizing, yeah, then you need to qualify, I think, by about 20th.
Yes, fantastic. And Jacob's just saying here, Jacob, do you want to, you just put a little chat in the chat box. Do you want to say
go
that?
Ahead, Jake. Go ahead, because we need to wrap up, mate. Go ahead.
What I was saying was, does that bird want to be on Tech Webcast or what?
Yeah, he wants to be on, all right. Every time I'm on Tech Webcast, the crows start crowing in the background. Uh-huh. I've got these two pet crows that come to my balcony, and normally they're really quiet, but whenever Tech Webcast is on, they just want to put their two bobs worth in.
Alden, where can I get hold of you if they want to ask you any more questions?
Thank you very much. Yes, you can connect with me. Just Google Aldwyn Altenay or Media Queen. You'll find me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, Instagram and Pinterest, and my YouTube channel. Don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Yes, make sure you do that. Yes. Aldwyn Altenay on YouTube. Support. I've got about 80 shows on there and I've had actually over 8,000 views. So I'll write on the views side of it, but I do need some more subscribers. So please hop on there and you'll get some great content, great interviews. My interview with Stuart Darrieta is on there on Star Exposé TV. And Stuart is our guest next week on Tech Webcast. Thank you, Brad. Back to you.
Awesome. Thanks to Auden for being on the podcast, and your dedication is very awesome.
Thank you.
You can get me on Twitter, Brad Oz on Tech Webcast. Daryl, what about you, mate?
Then get me at Learnscape on the Twitters and Daryl Hunt at the Google Pluses.
That's it. Jacob, it's all on you. You can play the outro, do whatever you want. Get Alexa to order you whatever you want on air. Go ahead.
Oh, blow up doll.
put this way, she could do more than that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, where can they get hold of you on Twitter? Go ahead.
Blow up.
You could get me at jazzbot32669.
1Z.
Yes, and Alexa would love to say something.
Go ahead.
She's got bodily functions, too.
Oh,
Alexa,
God.
Tell us a joke.
No, Brad, let me. Alexa, ask for a fart.
Yeah, okay, Jacob, that's just at the top.
Oh, my goodness.
Go ahead, Brad.
Alexa, who is Daryl Hunt?
Daryl Hunt was an African American man from Winston-Salem.
There you go, Daryl Hunt.
Yeah, I knew that was coming because if you've ever searched.
Thank you for listening to Tech Webcast. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and Twitter at Tech Webcast. We'll catch you next time. Cheers.
A beautiful liftoff. Climbing nicely. Roll program initiated.